This day, you know 10 commanded duties. Do one of them.
God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, reading a letter today from a mother who has a problem that I'm sure many of you have dealt with. She says, "I'm 29, married with an 11-month-old daughter, and I work a part-time job that allows me to still have much time at home. I believe that mothers and fathers, especially mothers, are responsible for caring for their children, wherever they are, whether it be at home, church, at relatives, etc. This is why I want to respond to your broadcast and the letter you read from a mother torn between her family and church duties. Before I married, I was very active in church work and held several positions at different times. I was the pianist for the choir and played for church twice a month until 1 month before my baby was born, and I intended to return to this a few months after her birth. As that time drew closer, I found that I could not resume those duties. I did not want to leave my baby to go to choir practice, nor be away from my baby and husband during church. I knew that my daughter would grow and change quickly, and I didn't want to miss any more of those precious moments than I had to. I waited a long time to be a wife and mother, and that is just what I'm going to be. It's my turn now, and someone else can take their turn at those church duties. My husband has also slowed down his church work so he can spend more time with his family. I feel that motherhood is a job given to me by the Lord and is the most important job I will ever have." Well, I certainly say amen to that. You mothers, don't ever forget that you have the highest, the holiest job that God will ever give you. Remember that you are a shaper of destiny. This letter goes on. "I know that my husband and a few close friends support me, but I'm not sure what our congregation thinks. That is why I was so glad to hear you talk about this on Gateway to Joy, because it was strengthening and supportive to me. I have agreed with our music director to play the piano for church on the fifth Sunday of the month, which occurs only 4 times a year. This will help me keep in shape, but not take much of my time. An occasional job at church is fine and can be a nice break from home, but one on a regular weekly basis can be too much. A mother's priority is her family. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your encouragement and support for us young mothers. You help to bring a lovely spirit into our homes. May God continue to bless you in your ministry." Well, I'm sure that this mother would not say that it would be wrong for any mother to participate in the work of the church. I want to be very clear about this, because I think it was the last time we talked about this conflict between church and home that I got a letter from one lady who had been very deeply hurt, and she said, "You're making it sound as though we who do work in the church, teach a Sunday school class or sing in the choir, are disobeying God." That's not for me to say, is it? Of course not. You must ask God what He wants you to do. And do you think God will give you wisdom? Well, He has promised to do exactly that. He has promised to give wisdom. In Romans 14:12, it says, "Each of us will give account of himself to God." It's your master to whom you must answer. And Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. He is the one to help you to make the proper balance. My mother raised 6 children, and as far as I remember, she never had anything to do in the church. She didn't even get to go to church very often on Sunday evenings. I think almost always she was there on Sunday mornings in church. She didn't always get to Sunday school, and she almost always had a baby to take care of, because it was quite a a span of years, 16 years between the oldest and the youngest. Mother always somehow or other managed to have a very nice Sunday dinner. We had a big Sunday dinner, but she arranged it in such a way that she could put it in the oven. She never had to miss church because of fixing Sunday dinner. And as I look back on that, I really do appreciate that. But one of my objects in this broadcast, Gateway to Joy, is to encourage fathers and mothers to recognize the job as being a divine assignment. It is a holy assignment. Housework, the care of children, the providing for the care of those children that a husband does, whatever your job may be, if it's sweeping streets or sitting in a CEO's office, that job is also spiritual work. The housework is spiritual work. The washing of diapers is spiritual work. How can I possibly say that? Well, Paul said, whether you eat or drink, do everything for the glory of God. We wouldn't think of eating and drinking as being particularly spiritual, would we? And yet I think he was using the example of the most ordinary, humble human things that you and I have to do every day as being illustrative of the seamless garment of a Christian's life. In other words, there is no dichotomy, no separation, no hard line drawn between the spiritual work that I do and the physical work. My job involves a lot of sitting at a desk and writing, preparing. I write letters and I prepare radio programs. Or I pick up my little tape recorder and I dictate the answers to the letters that I receive. All of these things, I might not have any difficulty in thinking of them as spiritual work because these are things that I do for other people and specifically for God, but I also want to do my ironing specifically for God. There is no difference. Jesus was able to say, I do always those things that please the Father. In a little devotional book called Daily Strength for Daily Needs, I read this week. Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness. To be the thing we seem, to do the thing we deem enjoined by duty, to walk in faith, nor dream of questioning God's scheme of truth and beauty. To shape the whole future is not our problem, but only to shape faithfully a small part of it. Can you think of anyone on earth who is more continuously and in a most important way shaping a small part of the future more than mothers and fathers? They are the ones to whom God has given that awesome job of shaping a small part of the future, raising children for His glory. This writer goes on, this happens to be Thomas Carlyle, he says, it is perhaps possible for each of us who will with due earnestness inquire to ascertain clearly what he for his own part ought to do. This let him with true heart do and continue doing. The general issue will, as it has always done, rest well with a higher intelligence than ours. In other words, the issue lies with God, doesn't it? This day, you know 10 commanded duties. You see in your mind 10 things which should be done for every one that you do. Do one of them. This of itself will show you 10 others which can and shall be done. And somewhere else I read recently, can't remember the exact quotation, but as soon as you do the next thing that God shows you, then the thing which follows will already be plain. As soon as you do the next thing God shows you, then the thing which follows will already be made plain. Sometimes we are in a quandary about what God wants us to do. There's usually some very simple duty that lies before you. Do that, and in the very doing of that thing to which God has called you, you're going to find His revelation of the next step, no matter how simple it is. Do you do the laundry first, or do you do the dishes first? Well, you know what your normal routine is, and if you're one of those poor, frantic housewives who never has worked out a routine, how about getting down on your knees and just asking the Lord to help you to do that? If you should take a Sunday school class, if you should sing in the choir, if you should help out with the nursery, and certainly the parents who use the nursery by putting their children in there ought to feel some responsibility. But I don't think it should be just they. And let me say a word right here to the middle-aged and the older people in the church. Has it occurred to you to serve God by helping out in the nursery? May God help us, each one, to be obedient to what He wants us to do. Obedience is the root to joy.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.